We're in the Kesset HaSofer, Simen Chof Gimel, Siv Beis. Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Sheyu HaRetzua Shcheres Mi-Bachutz. Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is that the Retzuas must be black on the outside. U'tzrichen L'daktik B'zeh Ma'oid, one should be very careful about this. Sheyu Tomid Shcheres, that they should always be black, B'tachles HaShachrus, entirely black. V'im Hochu Mi-Shachrusan, and if the black has begun to fade, Yachzir V'Yachshir and Karoi, they should be painted properly. Says the Kesses, it seems to me that one should be medactic to paint the sides of the Ritzuas. In other words, other than the front and the back, you also have the sides where the Ritzuas are cut. So he says that spot also on the sides of the Ritzuas should also be black. If the Ritzuas was smeared with the oil of a dog tame, a trefa fish, a nikra fish tran, ein bezek peda. It's not a problem, ishum dahach meshicha, because that shmir, ein agaremes ikr hashicha. That's not what causes the black color. The ikr tseva hashicha nasa mi davar tohar. The black was created through a davar tohar. Vameshicha, and this shmir, he rak lahatzli latseva, just to make it shiny, lechazusa, that it should look nice, ulirachech esa'or, and to soften up the leather, liyapoisai, ve'en k'peida b'zeh. It's not a problem. Im umidavar tomei. Azai zoktenai de b'Yehuda. Umikol mokim nireh, delachatchili yesh ledakdek likach shuman kosher. That's all b'dievet. But lechatchila avada, someone should try and use, if he's going to be smearing it with an oil, why use trefa oil when you can use kosher oil? K'may shakasavnu le'el b'simin yodzayin, like we said regarding the matleisim me'achari ha'tefer, that l'chatchila, that b'dievet one does not need to use oiris from a behemah tahira, but avada l'chatchila, why not? One should l'chatchila use from a behemah tahira. Says the Lishkas HaSofer in Sif Cotton Beis, l'hashchir gam hachudim, one should paint the sides of the Ritzua as well. Hine haRambam kosav, da'achirei haRitzua tia ke'en ha'ktitza. The Rambam says that the back of the Ritzua should be the same color as the batim. V'kosav oid, v'noi hi litfilin shiyu kulon shcheres. The Rambam says that it's nice, it's beautifying the mitzvah of tefillin if they're entirely black. Ha'ktitza v'haRitzua kula. The entire batim as well as the Ritzua, which would include the back of the Ritzua as well. However, kvar kosvu abeis Yosef adake Moshe b'shem ar zerua, delefize yesh lahashker aseretzuas gam mitzad pnim, ela shalai nagu ken, that even though it would seem from this Rambam that the back of the Ritzua should be black, nevertheless, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah both say that that is not the minik. Avul mokem hachatach, but the sides of the Ritzua, shenir amim bachutz, nir lefien yazdaiti devada yesh ladak deklashchi resham, certainly, one should make that spot black. He says in the parentheses, "Befrat kasheha or av," especially when it's thick, the leather umashchir and chila, and you paint the ritzua first. Kol ha'or sholem, you paint the entire hide of the animal. V'yacharka choitchin oisel ritzuas, so it's going to come out that the side of the ritzua is not going to be black. So he says, "Lechatchila, you should paint it there." V'ulai b'chalal halach l'moshe misinai, kevan shenir mi'bachutz, since the halach l'moshe misinai is that the ritzuas on the tzad chutz should be black, so the sides he wants the taina also, l'chayra, should be considered the tzad chutz. Says the Kesses Halacha Gimel, tzorach sheyashchirin Yisrael godol bendas l'shmo. The ritzuas should be painted by a Yisrael who is a godol, and it should be painted l'shmo. Ve'im eshchirin shaloi l'shmon, if it was done shaloi l'shma eshashchirin akum, or it was painted by a goy, psulan afilu b'dievet. Va'afilu im chazar Yisrael v'eshchirin l'shma, even if after it was painted b'psul, Yisrael went and painted over that l'shma, loy mahani, azoy zok the dogel mirvava. V'im ein loy ritzuas acheris, if he doesn't have any other ritzuas, what should he do? If he only has ritzuas that were painted by a apostle, so what he should do is yashchir tzad hasheni l'shma. So he should paint the other side, the back, l'shma, as Isaac the Prima Godim. Aval l'chatchila tzrichin liyes v'ne'ein l'bar. The nice side of the ritzua has to be on the outside. D'haynu shachar v'cholak l'mitzvah min amuvchar. So memela, this eitz of painting the back of the ritzua is only a shatzat chak. V'l'chatchila, the shiny front part of the ritzua, that's the part that should be black. And over there he says that by an isha you can be mekel, and by a cotton, if there's a gadol oimed al gabov, then you can be mekel even lechatchila. Seif dalet. Shear roicha v'ritzuas, the width of the ritzua. The shear is, bein b'shel roish, bein shel yad, loipochas mi'orech se'ira, at least the width of a barley. Kein kasav apoiskim, ubeseifim lecha shamayim, hevi shekenu b'tanchuma, hazoi shteit medrish. The shear arkon b'shel roish, the length of the ritzua needs to be mi'amin u'mismoel ad ha'tabur, until the navel, the belly button, oi lamala mi'menu ma'at, or a drop above that area. The Shemush Rabbah says that the right ritzua should come down until the mokum hamila, and one should lechatchila be machmir for this shita. V'shel yad lechatchila kedei sheyahadka al azraya, the length of the ritzua shel yad should be long enough that it could be tied onto the arm. V'yase bo zayin kriches, with seven kriches around the arm, v'yimtecha ad ha'etzba, down till the finger, ha'emtzai, v'yichrech mimena ala etzba shalosh kriches v'yikshar. And then it should be put on the etzba, with three kriches on the etzba, like v'noyeg, v'yikshar, and then the kshir. That's the length lechatchila. V'di'eved afilu ein bo kidei lasis esashiva kriches ala hadka ala zraya, v'lamotcha ad ha'etzba, if you could skip, as long as it's long enough, even if you skip the zayin kriches, but you make the hiduk, and then you're able to pull it down to the finger and make the gimel kriches, v'yikshar, and make a kshira, gam kein tzagi, that shear is also enough. V'im b'dievet, obviously. V'im asan aruka is yoyser, and if you make it a little bit longer than that, ben b'shal roish, ben b'shal yad, shaper domi, that will be fine. Halacha hei, kesher shel tefillin halacha l'moish mi'sinai. There's halacha l'moish mi'sinai, that the tefillin have to have a kesher as well. The hainu b'shel roish yeh kesher kimin dalid. When you're making the shel roish, you should make a kesher like a dalid. V'yesha oisin oisin miruba. There are those that make a square kesher. V'einei nochon, it's not correct to make a square kesher. Ela yaseu kimin dalid mamish. The kesher should be a dalid. V'yafshir l'lamdoi b'ksav. It's something that's very difficult to teach how to do it in writing. Ela b'riyas hayin, it's something that has to be taught in person. U'b'shel yad, oisin kimin yud, one makes a kesher of a yud, l'hashlim oisiyas shakai, to have, that you now have, the oisiyas shakai im hashin b'shel roish. You have a shin on the shel roish, you have a dalet in the kesher of the shel roish, and you have a yud in the kesher of the shel yad, which is the oisiyas shakai. V'lo yase haksharim ad la'achar she'osa es hashin b'bayi shel roish. One should not make the ksharim until after he's made the shin on the bayis shel roish. V'achar kach yaseh sadalid. Once he has the shin, then he can make the dalid of the ritzua. V'achar kach asayud, and then he can make the yud. K'seder oisiyas Hashem, kilu, he's writing it in order. First the shin, then the dalid, and then the yud. V'yesh lasis es ha'ksharim l'shma, and one should make the ksharim l'shma. V'loy al yidei isha, v'loy al yidei katan, azayzak the prima godim, and that's what he explains in Chakira Yud Ches, that an isha and a katan should not make the ksharim. Says the Lishka in Seif Cotton Gimel, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Kaza B'Sefer Melech HaShemayim, Seif Klal Chof, V'Zeh L'Sheinei. In Pasach HaTefillin, Kedei Livdek. Somebody opened up his tefillin to have them checked, HaParashis, U'Kedoyme. V'Tofran, and then he sews it up. V'Tofran Achar Kach Mechodosh, Lo Yitein HaRetzua Toicha Ma'abarta Im HaKesher HaYoshon. He shouldn't put the Retzua, this is only Negeh, obviously, in the Shel Yad. One should not put the Retzua straight into the Ma'abarta with the old kesher in place. Ela yatireyu v'yitein haritzua ela ma'abarta v'yase ha'kesher mechodosh. I guess Negei and the Shel Roish also, if you put the ritzua in and then you sew it up afterwards. So what should you do, he says? He says you should undo the ritzua and then make the kesher fresh. Why? The yesh l'sfukei b'zeh mechshash ta'aseh v'lei mina osei. Because if you're just going to put the ritzua in with the kesher already there, so the Melech HaShemayim says, it's a tzad that maybe that would be an iser of Tasev Leiman also, and it would be possible. Okay, medumani shamati kach b'shem harav mireni rab mendel kargoy zatzal ad kan l'shoyne. The Melech HaShemayim is chayshish that if you put in the ritzua with the kesher in place, so that would be a shayla of Tasev Leiman also. According to what we wrote in the name of the Bach, that over there the Bach said that if you put the schach on and then you put the walls of the sukkah on, so that's not a chash of tasev elayim and osi, because you just have to do each step l'shem mitzvahs sukkah. So since he put on the schach l'shem sukkah, the order doesn't make a difference, and that's not going to be a problem of tasev elayim and osi. So over here also wouldn't be a problem, the ha'atvira higemar hechshir ha'tfilin, because when you do the tvira, so that's the final step in the kashrus of the tfilin. And b'frat over here, it's even better than sukkah, because over here the kesher was made behechsher, and it was made letzayrich, and memela, he says, there's no chash chaktoiches, there's no chash tasev elayim in osi whatsoever.